Hello and welcome to the OneTrust Talks Tech podcast. This is episode number 60, recorded on February 4th, 2025. My name is Roger Dean and I work on the product team here at OneTrust and am the host of this podcast. Today we are lucky to have Joe Pishkar, who is a senior principal product manager here at OneTrust, onto the podcast. Joe is going to tell us about a new feature in my OneTrust that I think everyone's going to love. It's an AI chatbot that will revolutionize how you find content in my OneTrust. As always, just a quick reminder that this podcast reflects OneTrust's current expectations for product capabilities. Be advised that dates and features may be subject to change and should not be relied upon when making purchasing decisions. All right, so let's move on to the exciting stuff. We've got Joe Pishkar, as I mentioned earlier. Welcome to the podcast, Joe.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
I am so excited to talk about this topic because I just had a meeting earlier today where people were saying they couldn't find something on my OneTrust. And so I'm hoping that you have at least some sort of an answer for that. So we're going to talk about Copilot for my OneTrust. So why don't we start off with a simple question, like, what is that?
Sure. Well, we're hoping to have more than one answer to that problem soon. But this first answer is one of the more exciting things. So right now on my OneTrust, we have a little over 9,600 individual articles in that knowledge base. And that's a tremendous number, and it can be quite challenging to find what you're looking for. We've heard from customers that especially if something is nuanced or has specific detail to it, it can be like finding a needle in a haystack at the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
So one of the first things that I've been tasked with doing, I'm relatively new to OneTrust. I joined March, April last year. We are rolling out a copilot that is going to help with finding the answers to a lot of the questions folks have and have struggled getting to. So imagine having an assistant that is able to hunt down the nuanced item within the context of the article that you're looking for, something that can help you navigate complex questions in real time. And the OneTrust Copilot on my OneTrust helps you find those answers really, really fast. And it doesn't, the big benefit of it is it doesn't just look at surface level information like a classic search would.
Mm-hmm.
It digs really deep into the knowledge base, pulling up context rich answers that are tailored to your needs. So it makes the hunt for information and troubleshooting like lightning fast.
That sounds awesome. I know that I struggle with it, and everyone I talk to struggles with it. And like you said, there's so many articles in my OneTrust that a classic search may just find a title that contains the word. It won't actually find the context that you're really looking for. So it's I guess it's unfair kind of to blame the search functionality because it's trying to do almost an impossible task. But we all know what the pains are like. Now, I know we're using AI technology, and there's a lot of questions around, do I trust AI? Do I not trust AI? Where's it getting the data? So on and so forth. So kind of my first real question is like, how can I trust this to make sure that it's giving me the right information and it's doing it in a good and ethical way?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, and one that we built it around solving because we're OneTrust.
Yeah, so, right. Exactly.
This is like our job. We want it to be trustworthy. So first and foremost, most importantly, is that all of the content that the Copilot is trained on has been written by OneTrust.
Okay.
So our teams wrote all of the content. You're not going to find anything in there that's been user generated. We haven't ingested anything from groups or user discussions or anything out there on the internet. This is all specific to OneTrust, my OneTrust knowledge base articles that have been written in an authoritative capacity by our own experts.
Makes sense.
You're not going to get anything funny in there that you won't be able to trust. Second is we've tested it extensively to make sure that the accuracy that it's providing is significantly high enough. So I think the last round we saw a 95% rating in terms of what it returned, whether or not that.
So the answer is gives is what I was looking for.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even if it's like one of my favorite example questions, the one I use all the time, is one that can frustrate folks if they're hunting for it. It's you can ask the co-pilot, what are the IP addresses of the OneTrust servers in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to hunt for that normally, manually, it could take you a while to find that. It could take you a significant amount of time to dig down, like, okay, because this is three levels deep, and then it's, you know, halfway down the page or further. OneTrust Copilot on my OneTrust gives that to you almost instantly.
Nice.
You have to, yeah. So nice. As for, I think you asked about data.
Specifically, and you answered it sort of, is that it's not using any customer data. It's not using anything from the forums or groups. It's not using anything outside, like maybe there's some outside site or content that talks about how to use the OneTrust product. It's not pulling from any of that. It's only pulling from our knowledge base. It's written and supported by the technical writing team and the product managers here at OneTrust.
Absolutely, yeah. We wanted to make it as secure and authoritative as possible. And it does not use any customer data at all. So we're not training off of any customer data. It doesn't use any of your, any of the items under your tenancy. The only thing I will say is it does require a login. So this is mostly to prevent abuse, but we do require you to log into my OneTrust in order to access the Copilot. But once you're there, it's whatever question you want to ask it, you can ask it. And it's not pulling off of anything that you've asked in previous times either.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that sounds awesome and very reassuring as well. Now, I know from my standpoint, as we do update our content all the time, the tech writing team is always pushing new articles, release notes, things like that all the time. So was this a one and done scan when we ingested this data, or how often does the tool go back and refresh itself?
We refresh the corpus of content once every 24 hours.
Wow.
So,
holy cow.
Yeah, we're taking in an ingestion. We're running a delta between the differences of the content. So if a piece of content, if an article has been updated, you'll see the change the following day. And any new articles that come through, those are also being added to the corpus of content. So every 24 hours, there's an update. We felt that making sure that because things are changing so rapidly with the platform's getting updated constantly. Because of that, we wanted to make sure that the Copilot was going to reflect those changes. So you can rely on it to give you the most up-to-date information about stuff.
That's awesome. I'd love to go deeper at some point into the technology behind how you're able to do that, but we won't handle that on this podcast.
Oh, I've got that too. If you want, we're using Azure generative AI from Azure OpenAI, using natural language processing. We're using the RAG technique for the functionality. It's proprietary source content that's turned into vector representation using ADA embedding 002, and it's comparing the relevant content to the user's question.
Nice.
It's over my head, but it's what the tech team came up with. We started using Azure AI Studio. It was 4.0, and then we went to 4 mini, and I think we're now on our own version. So
okay,
it's good stuff. We've tested, like I said, we've tested it a bunch of times, internal testing. I think we're at a few thousand engagements now.
Okay,
and it's plus 90%. We've done 4 rounds. Your team was involved in 2 or 3 of them.
Yep.
And support team and customer success. It's been, they've all enjoyed it. It's been positively reviewed.
Everybody's wait to have it, right?
Yeah. There's been a lot of requests to get it out, especially since, people on the team who have used it, have a version of it as standalone, like it lives on the other screen for them and they're using it to type in questions occasionally. So it's a massive time save. Oh, I wanted... one item I wanted to mention real quick on going back to the veracity, the authenticity and veracity item. And this is a thing that I encourage customers to do. You don't have to take Copilot's word for it. So there are citations that are presented below each response that detail exactly where that answer was found. So you can go and find exactly the source of the information. Strongly encourage everyone to do this as well, especially on those first few questions. We've seen folks who use this. They get the answer, and then it's like, I don't know if you're lying to me.
Is that,
you know, like the first few are usually like, give it the side eye, a little bit of skepticism. But those citations below give exactly where Copilot found the answers to the questions. So you can confirm for yourself and make absolutely sure that there's no hallucinations, that it's not misrepresenting what's being provided.
That makes sense. And that kind of leads me to my next question, which is, you know, if I'm a customer and I'm configuring the product and I have the question and I get this answer from Copilot, like, can I rely on that answer as something that I can trust and, you know, professionally use when I configure the product for use by my company?
So it does very well with configuration questions and troubleshooting. Mm-hmm. And it is, we want folks to treat it as and consider it to be a navigational Sherpa of mm-hmm. sorts. It is not useful. It is not reliable as professional advice. Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't treat it as though it's a conversation that you're having with your account executive or with a regulatory compliance expert. Or, you know, it can answer a lot of those questions mm-hmm. you might have. But it's what's the disclaimer that they give all the time? It's mm-hmm. like, not this is not a substitute for professional advice. The Copilot's great, but it's not a substitute for professional advice.
Got it. Okay.
Super useful for configuration, you know, setting things up, finding things that you need to find yourself in a self-service capacity. But, you know,
take it with a grain of salt, and still those kind of questions that maybe should be directed to the account manager or customer success team or something like that for those other types of questions. Makes sense. What about sensitive and confidential questions? Like, it's probably more geared towards like configuration setup, troubleshooting kind of things, right?
It is. It doesn't do, you know, you can ask it the sensitive or confidential questions if you like. You shouldn't. But it's not going to give you good answers to those, because those are usually custom bespoke level, like highly nuanced aspects of what you're setting up. This is not for that.
Right.
This is for mainly the type of content that you would find on MyOneTrust, which is troubleshooting, configuration, you know, stuff for the collaborator level, configurator, implementer level things. It, you know, if you ask it like, what do I do about this specific DSAR that came from this person, you know, it may not provide as good of context as you would get in another place.
I think the most important thing is to realize is that, again, like we said earlier, the foundational data for this for the chatbot is the content on MyOneTrust.
Yes.
So if that question that you just posed was not in some content on MyOneTrust, then obviously the chatbot's not going to be able to respond correctly. It's going to give you something that it thinks is related to DSAR or something, but it's
correct.
Not going to be able to like intuitively jump to the next level and give you some sort of response. It's going to show you what MyOneTrust has. Yeah, makes sense.
Now, that said, what it does very well.
Yeah.
I've seen it. You can ask it a really complex question that like it would be required for a developer,
mm-hmm.
and it'll answer the question. It'll give you the code that you need to implement. Like, you've got a custom cookies solution, you need to some integration with Google Tag Manager. It can give you what you need there. So because it's ingested part of the developer portal as well, in addition to what's in the knowledge base. So
nice.
Worth trying out. But again, you know, to bring it back to, don't count on it for professional advice. And don't ask it. You can avoid asking it the confidential and
sensitive
questions, because there's no reason.
Okay, so this is incredibly exciting. Two part question. So how will I be able to use it? Like, where, as a user, where will I see it? And when do you think it'll be available?
So that's the great news. It is going to be available on my OneTrust by February 10th.
Wow.
So, yeah. So soon. Very, very soon.
That's very timely podcast then.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And where to get it? So on my OneTrust, in the upper bar, there's a search bar at the very top.
Right.
There's a little button to the right of the search bar that's the Copilot button. You just push that. It's going to ask you for a login if you're not already logged into my OneTrust. You log in and you're good to go. A little the tray will pop up and you can ask your question there. That's how you get to it.
Nice. So we'll know it's there when we can see that the Copilot button up by the search bar.
Yep. It'll show up. Yep. And and you click the button, tray will pop up, log in, and you're good to go. Ask it anything you might like.
So I've thought of one other following question. Sorry.
Sure.
If someone is using it and they love it and it's amazing, or they use it and it doesn't give them what they expect, how can they provide feedback?
Well, when you get the response, that's a great question. When you get the response, below the response, there's a thumbs up and thumbs down button. And clicking that lets us know that we got it right or we got it wrong. We love to know that we got it right, that Copilot got it right. So that's a great signal to send us. Like, okay, you answered my question in record time. Here's a little green thumbs up. More importantly, we want to know when it's getting it wrong, because that means that either the bot is misbehaving or it's not finding it in the right spot and it should be, or there's a content gap.
Right.
You know, there was a question that was asked and it's like, we don't have the answer to that in the knowledge base. So that's one of those things where it's like, okay, now we need to send this over to the tech writing team. Hey, we've got some questions about this. So hit that downvote, that thumbs down red button, and it'll pop up with a couple of additional items like inappropriate content or, you know, not relevant or doesn't exist or stuff like that. Gives you more options to select from. We appreciate when customers do that because it helps us make it better.
Yeah.
It's at 90%. We'd love it to be at 100%.
Sure, absolutely. And that's not going into some black box somewhere or falling off the edge of the universe. You guys are actively looking at, we'll be actively looking at that response. Yeah.
Yeah, we take those responses very seriously and we act on every single one of them.
Absolutely.
So somebody somewhere, some team gets that that information and takes it to heart and does something with it.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to see this. I am so excited about it. And I've been telling everyone I can think of about it, but hopefully people listen to this podcast will be as excited about it as I am and know as you are, because you've been working on this for a while and you must be really, really excited to see this baby come to life, right?
I'm ecstatic. I'm quite excited about the upcoming release. I'm excited because it's going to give customers an opportunity to solve a lot of their problems a hell of a lot quicker.
Yeah, absolutely.
Than they've you know, folks who use my OneTrust have had some challenges in the past, and we've got a tremendous amount of content, and being able to get to that content quicker is going to help a massive amount. I think it's going to improve the experience by leaps and bounds.
100% agree. Yeah, absolutely agree. Well, thanks, Joe, for coming on the podcast. This has been great information. Look forward to this. Can't wait to see it and use it. And hopefully we get some great feedback.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for this week. I really appreciate Joe coming on. And I cannot wait to get that Copilot running in my OneTrust. I think everyone's going to really love it. If you've got any feedback about this episode or questions or comments or any recommendations for future guests or future content, please don't hesitate to contact us by sending an email to podcast@onetrust.com. Thanks again for listening, and we will talk to you next week.